Letterkenny University Hospital is as ready as it can be. Actually, we've seen that Letterkenny has been quite busy during the week relative to some of the other hospitals on the West Coast, with people that are either suspected of having coronavirus or are confirmed cases. And so I do think that Letterkenny is as good as it can be, even though we all know that all hospitals will be hugely, hugely challenged by this.
When we spoke to the manager of the hospital earlier this week, Sean Murphy, he told us they had what they needed, but they could always do with more. Is the situation improving in terms of supplies, in terms of the necessary resources the hospital needs?
Yeah, I think we will see this as a feature as we move through the next few weeks. So people will be aware that last week there would have been very significant difficulties in getting confident supplies of personal protective equipment, PPE. And then a large shipment came in on Sunday and a distribution network was established. And now, meeting in the hospital today, we can say and plan with confidence, you know, what levels of PPE will be available in each department and in the hospital throughout. So that issue has been resolved. But now we're moving on to the next issue, which is around equipping of ICUs with ventilators, making sure that there's enough piped gases available, making sure that there are enough of physical beds, and critically making sure that there are enough of staff available in all departments.
In terms of Donegal's position beside Northern Ireland, there are cross-border arrangements in place in several disciplines with Altmacavan and Derry and other hospitals north of the border. There's also, as well, of course, regular contact with colleagues in Galway and various arrangements there in terms of shared information, video conferencing and so on. Is that being stepped up in the coming days and weeks?
Yeah, and that is supportive to the hospitals in a number of ways. It means that no hospital is left isolated, that they're connected up in terms of the planning and figuring out solutions to these problems as they go along. Very helpful. And Letterkenny, I can tell you, is offering as many solutions to problems that are being used by other hospitals as is happening in the other direction as well. And that even happened this morning. But I think one of the really important bits about having the hospitals connected is that at times it will be necessary for patients to be moved from one hospital to another. And that's in the best interest of patients. So that connectivity for Letterkenny is really important, and it has worked well this week for patients from the Northwest.
And is that something we can expect to see happen more and more in the coming days and weeks, patients moving from one area to the other?
To some extent, yes, but what has happened this week is that we've seen Letterkenny become busier ahead of Galway, for example, and that has allowed for some movement to take the pressure off Letterkenny. But I think what we will see as the next week goes by is that all hospitals get busier, so all those decisions have to be taken in the context of what's in the best interest of the patients on all sides.
And is it feasible that some of that movement may in fact be cross-border and we'll see Donegal patients go to Altmacavan, or indeed, in some cases, vice versa?
Yeah, it's possible. I certainly wouldn't rule that out because for where we're at right now, you know, you need to make really practical clinical decisions on the basis of what's available in different locations. So it's possible. I certainly wouldn't rule it out.
Tony, thank you very much indeed. Unless there's anything you feel you'd like to add?
The only thing I'd really like to add is that I think from where we're at, it's really important to re-emphasise to everybody to keep doing what they've been doing in terms of social isolation, good hand hygiene, the cough and sneeze etiquette. It's so important. I know that people are probably getting tired of it and they've been hearing the message over a number of weeks, but now is not the week to get complacent. Now, you know, we really need to stick with this, and I'd like to repeat that message.